This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Let's get locked and loaded for 3 hours of sports. Rangers baseball's coming up at 5 o'clock. It's a Cooper Flag Wednesday here, MFFLs. Hope you're having a fantastic day, General, at your service. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion.
On the phone right now with the Brooklyn Nets, trying to get some trades done.
You guys
got me interested in trading with the Nets.
Let's do it. Let's trade. I like wheeling and dealing this time of year.
The big moves are going to happen to make this basketball team better. Cannot wait to see how this unfolds here, not only tonight, but into next week as well, as we get to the start of the new league year and free agency will be rocking and rolling. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Wolchuk is here. Chief did a hell of a job once again with Hagee.
Hell of a job.
Salute to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Please like the video.
You like it.
Okay, please like, sub, maybe hit the bell button so you never miss when we go live or upload some new content.
Live.
As Marcus Semien told us yesterday, all it was going to take was Semien and Seager getting going at the same time.
Yeah.
Happened a little bit last night, plus Lats taking the no-hitter into the seventh.
Dude, that's huge.
He was absolutely brilliant. And when we asked CY, is this guy a starter? I think this Bradford news, yeah, Jacob Lats is going to be a starter for this Texas
Paint the picture
Rangers
on
team.
Jacob Lats for us. Where's he been? How's he so good?
Well, so he's been a bullpen guy. And he did a good job. Like, he's one of those guys that you could extend out and he can give you some long relief. Let's say your starter has to get pulled in like the second or third inning. Jacob Lats could come in there and then get you into the seventh or the eighth, right? So you don't end up having to really just extend your bullpen. But Lats is one of these dudes we've seen. You go into a bullpen game, next thing you know, this guy's able to go 3 to 5 innings for you. Last night, a career high 6 innings, and he had a no-hitter, as you just mentioned. So it was unfortunate. You know, his line ends up getting kind of skewed based on, okay, Chris Martin takes over for him, and then you get dong, 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 3 straight home runs. He never allowed more than 1. What are the odds of this? Which was unfortunate. Blink of the eye, bam, here come the O's. They're in the lead, but I thought last night the resiliency that they showed, it would have been very easy to hang your head and say, it's not our year. You're up 4-0. Lats is throwing a no-no. Here comes Baltimore on the road. Next thing you know, you're down 5-4. They're able to rally back. Sam Haggerty was awesome. Career high 3 stolen bases. Evan Carter with a tremendous slide there to be able to get home for the winning run. And then the job that Jacob Lats did was truly exceptional. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited about Lats moving forward, man. He's been an absolute gem so far.
Lats is the guy that he's kind of like the movie industry. He's the stunt man. Like, everybody else is, the actors are all kind of playing their parts. And then like, okay, it's time to crash the car into the wall. Get the stunt man. And he's that guy. I mean, Woolley's right. He really doesn't have a role other than trying to eat innings. He's usually in the game when it's out of hand. He's having to make these bullpen starts now, but that's helped him along. But he was a guy that just kind of soldiered along. He was never pitching in high leverage spots. They never wanted him to have to do that.
Well, he hadn't been good until this year.
No, I mean, but there's been times where like the Rangers have been down 6-7 runs, and the final is they lose by 6 or 7 runs. He comes in and he doesn't give up any more, any more runs is what he does. And I just
he proved himself in that role. And
he
now
has.
In times of need, you need. Yeah. Do you think he sticks as a starter?
I think he could. I mean, look, it's on to him, and CY said he didn't want to, you know, put him in a box, basically, of what he is going to do. But right now,
they didn't have him in a box. I mean, he was in the box of break glass in case of emergency guy.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, hey, all hell's breaking loose right now. We need somebody to go out there and pitch 4 2/3 innings. That's what this guy did.
Yeah.
But without any fanfare at all.
He was a reliever. And right now I think you are probably looking at him as a guy that can start.
Guy's slow pitching, though.
Yeah.
He takes forever.
Yeah. God. Oh, he just doesn't move quickly. Oh,
jeez. It's hard to watch.
Not only did you have the great question for Lats about for CY yesterday about Lats that was very timely, but also asking him about small ball and then the way they scored three of their runs with Haggerty swiping two bags and getting home on the sack fly. Yeah. They're running the bases. They're scoring on infield outs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
fly.
That's how they got that win last night.
No doubt.
6-5. It was really weird to watch Chris Martin be so good for 3 weeks and really a lot of the year and then have that happen. That was bizarre.
It was. That's the volatility of a bullpen, right? Things are just humming along and the next thing you know, man, you can really just get off the tracks. But I think this is how this team's got to win. Like, the power just has not been there, and hopefully at some point it clicks into form. But until then, you got to do everything you can to just go ahead and get some runners across. And they've got some guys that can run the bases and steal bags. And last night they were able to showcase that.
214 says, I feel like Lats could be a starter and have Gray go to the bullpen. Yeah, you know, I think you have options right now. It's going to be really interesting. He is 29 years old, and sometimes guys figure it out late. 214 says, Gavin looks like he's staring down hardcore onto that box score, LOL. I usually only do that when Jack Leiter's pitching because it's too frustrating to watch. But no, I was looking at Jacob Latt's Baseball Savant page, pitching run value, fastball run value. This is all in the upper, you know, 25-30% of the league. The expected ERA is in the top third of the league, and then you get to chase percentage and whiff percentage, 76 and 88 percentile. So I wanted to see how he was doing. Like, his walks aren't good, but there is a lot of good stuff going on in here.
Yeah, he is a, you bring him in, and when things are going bad, and he just kind of, he goes out there and does his job and without any fanfare. So nice to see him have some success last night, and maybe he will be a guy that can step in, because he's shown he's been able to step in before, but now maybe in some more high leverage situations.
It was all hands on deck last night. They needed everything. And you had Tony Beasley getting the job done with aggression on the base paths. You had Evan Carter getting home there on the challenge in the 10th to win it. Osuna with the sack fly. So a lot of good stuff was happening, but it almost got ripped from us.
Yes.
With the 5-run seventh, it's like, holy crap, that was going to be too gut-wrenching to possibly tolerate. But tonight it's going to be DeGrom against Brandon Young. And this is good, Wolchuk. Brandon Young has a 2.19 whip. That's walks and hits per innings pitched. Every time dude goes out for an inning, at least two guys are getting on base by average. So that's something. Has a 1-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio, ERA at 6.2. Like, this is only because he's in an organization. He's up in the big league, so I hope he's enjoying it and saves his money, because he's not going to be around for long. Okay, NBA Draft Wednesday, Cooper Flag Night. You know, the reporting is also around what the Mavs could do next. Shams Charania reporting earlier that he feels like it's between D'Angelo Russell and Malcolm Brogdon. I know last night the report also included Dennis Schroeder and Chris Paul. I've heard hot and cold things on Chris Paul, that he wanted to stay in L.A., and then a few days later he was again the favorite to be a Mav. But, you know, I don't know. If it was my preference, I would take Chris Paul. You know, I think there's a lot of intrigue in Malcolm Brogdon as well, but he's just hurt so dang much. Like, he's hurt more than AD. So I don't know how you could go saddle up to some Malcolm Brogdon and watch him get hurt in the first week of the season and have nobody at point guard. But, you know, the other thing I would add to this is it's not just about adding one of these, like, point guards way past their prime or whatever, or D'Angelo Russell never really had a prime. It's that you need multiples. We need to do some damage in free agency and a trade. So that's one of the reasons I think this thing is going to get really exciting. But I think they need to sign Paul and then trade for a better combo guard who's going to bring you some size and a little bit more scoring. New Balance capitalizing with a Flag Day t-shirt. You want this?
I'd be in on this.
It's a nice looking t-shirt, isn't it?
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
$75.
Oh. See, $75 for a shirt, though, that's a little bit above my price range.
That's like Gucci, you know?
$75 for a shirt.
That's like Louis Vuitton t-shirt. You like you're paying for the logo.
For an LSU National Championship baseball shirt the other day. That's 44? Kind of 44. Yeah.
And that feels reasonable. Like in times of inflation, I just spilled Diet Coke all over my sweatshirt.
You're right.
But in times of inflation, 44 is kind of like on the edge of, wow, that's a lot of money for a t-shirt.
Well, it was 38, and then the shipping thing gets you every time. Oh, and they try and make you feel like you're going to get it for free on the shipping, and then you didn't spend enough with them, you know?
Oh, you need to spend like an extra $6 or something.
Trying to look for a hat or something to go along with it just to get the free shipping.
I think New Balance's marketing plan is, let's just charge a buttload of money for it, and maybe they'll think that makes it premium.
Like, yeah, because nobody knows what a buttload of money is.
We've been charging $20 all these years. Let's try charging them a lot. You know, maybe that'll go the other way. But yes, I think it is quite interesting that $75 for a New Balance sports t-shirt is where we're at right now. Do you guys have friends that you knew were in one station of life and now you check in with them like post COVID through inflation and they're down bad? Is that happening to you guys in your social lives?
No.
Like, I think the standard of living is coming down.
Yeah. I've definitely got a couple. Like, one guy's kind of moving out to the boonies right now. And he's literally...
Cost too much to be in the city. Yeah, what am I going to do? Am I going to go...
Off-gridding.
Yeah, we're going off-grid.
Mm-hmm.
That can be a way to do it. You know, I think you get multiple bonuses there. Kyrie Irving set to sign a 3-year deal for $119 million. Congrats to the Mavs and Kyrie for getting this thing agreed to. Guess it was never really in question.
I got nervous. Was Shams just like trying to get us offsides yesterday with his report of like, well, they're coming in under 40. I'm like, there's no way they're about to fumble Kyrie Irving right now, right? But I can't really put anything past this front office.
I think Shams was fishing a little bit.
I think I'm starting to not trust Shams.
Oh,
really?
Really?
I don't think Shams is as good as Woj was. I felt like I was always sure when Woj reported something.
Are you feeling like that Shams is a 2 out of 5 kind of a
guy? Well, this is more speculation than reporting. There's two different Shams.
Yes, exactly. I don't like the speculative Shams. I want the reporting Shams.
You think he's under a lot of pressure?
He probably is because I bet ESPN's paying him a ton of money.
Yeah.
But I don't.
That would be a miserable job.
They've done this with Wendy, too. Like, Wendy's now kind of being hot take guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I need you. Like,
that ship sailed.
Shams, I'm coming to you for reliable information. Yeah. I don't need you to cause us a heart attack that Kyrie might be leaving.
Yes.
Okay? Give us the details. Give us the facts. If we got issues, let me know. If there's not really anything, I don't want the clickbait from you, Shams.
That would have been wild if Kyrie Irving had left and everything changes. But now I think it's another opportunity to salute all parties involved for doing a very great deal, I think, for Kyrie. You know, you end up taking $2 million less than what you would have got last year, but you add $2 million to the deal. You come into under $40 million, 39.3 in each season. And that gives the Mavs a tremendous amount of flexibility. Like when Kyrie is playing at the top of his game, you know, he gives you, I don't know what you call that, top 25, top 30 player in the game. And at $40 million, that's now approaching half of what the top of the market is. So what you can do with that, you know, difference of $20 to $30 million, I don't know, if you wanted to really push it and hit free agency, I think Kyrie could extract a lot more money out of it. But that's not what he's in it for now. You know, I think what he's in it for is to try to help this team become incredible while he also gets to, you know, enjoy an incredible amount of revenue.
Do you feel like that he feels a sense of loyalty that the way the Mavs took him on with all his problems? Do you think he feels like that, man, they didn't have to do this for me?
I think he just feels the appreciation and the love. I don't know if he looked at what he did as anything that was a problem.
But it does seem like...
He doesn't look at it that way, but everybody else in the NBA did.
Yeah.
Sure. And, it's worked out well, right? Like, he's found a home here. He loves it here. It also makes me... The angle that I took from this was it made me feel better about Jason Kidd being here.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kyrie is as willing to do that if Kidd's not here, assuming that relationship is as important as we think it is, right? Maybe it's not, but we've always heard that Kyrie and Kidd was really the only person that could make that work, and really, it's proven to work.
I think there's some stress between the GM and the coach.
It kind of sounds like that.
I really do.
Well, I think that's the most important thing as we look beyond this draft. Like, how much can fans trust Nico? Mm-hmm. You know, do you think he's going to do a good job? Is he pushing out people because of ego, or is he pushing out people to move this organization into a better place? We're about to find out. You know, it's clear that the Luka trade was a massive mistake, and we're going to do a piece coming up a little bit later on, I think at 2:40, on how the casino arena deal fell apart so much 6 weeks after the Luka trade. You sent me that link last night. That's awesome content.
Okay,
we're going to do that coming up at 2:40.
I should have said that to you earlier. My apologies.
So, I mean, there's no way I would give Dumont and Harrison a chance to continue this, but they are, and they have to believe that, you know, they can somehow see this through and make a positive out of it. But right now I would just be terrified, you know, to let Nico remain in charge to the extent that he is. As a fan, I think that explains why today isn't more unbridled excitement. You know, it's because you don't know exactly how this thing is going to play out in the coming days and years. The Hawks, Celtics, and Nets have agreed to a three-team deal Tuesday that saw Kristaps Porzingis in a second-round pick to the Hawks, Terrence Mann, Atlanta's 22 pick, headed to the Nets. Some other players moving around a little bit there. But, yeah, Porzingis, you know.
Man.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think that legacy is now? Just hurt player? But I was reading like some breakdowns of it, like Atlanta gets a major upgrade to their front court. No, they don't. I think he's the most overrated player of his era, Porzingis.
It's hard to argue. I mean, he was big at times for Boston last year, but yeah.
He was big for Dallas at times.
It just was
at times
few and far between, right?
Yeah, no, it really was.
Last year he plays 42 games. Yeah. It's just the guy, I think he's 66, 72 games his rookie year is the most he's ever played.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're looking at like 43, 50, 57. So
he just couldn't get strong or quick enough. Like you talk about.
Never was going to get strong.
You talk about the tight end on the Cowboys with.
Brevin Spanford.
Not fan. Yeah, sport. It's like the ball's coming. Move your hands quickly and snag it. Sorry, I'm not built like that. You know, I have other tools that allow me to play on a field with great athletes, but that doesn't actually describe me. And I think Porzingis could never really, like, as a rookie, we thought, wow, he's 20 years old, 7'3". Wait till his body fills out and he gets strong he gets more athletic. But he was just so oozy. I think that's the way I would describe his game. It was kind of an ooze. Okay, we got the top 10 coming up, and then the G-Bag of the Day championship as well on the other side, and we're back here with more sports on one of.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
5-3 The Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Somebody just tweeted me, at Gavin Dawson, says the last 6 years, the cost of living has gone up on average $15,000 a year for in America. That's like $1,300 a month that you would have to be making more around from around, you know, basically pre-COVID. So, you know, that is definitely felt and just kind of goes to that segment we were just talking about back there. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day champion. Then we're going to get to Woolchuck's Top 10. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214 or 817-333-3333. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Lucius.
Here it is. Here it is, real fast, real sweet. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. We haven't done one for like 2-3 days now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the longest running one-time champion we've ever had.
Right, exactly. We replay it here at 2:20-ish. At Lucky Lucius P, if you see anything floating out there. It's a church combo pack as a winner. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. This is a midweek service day right here. Let's see here. All right. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the holy pause is what I titled this one.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Have you tasted him this week?
Mm.
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor.
Wrong neighbor.
He's wild for starting that sentence off. Good.
Wow. And there's a church.
Man, come on. I don't know. I need more context of that situation right there.
Yeah. Wrong neighbor, wrong question, maybe,
what's
sir.
What's going on, dog? And this one right here, why are you pranking the church, man?
I'm praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Harry Dick Jones. Brothers, you ever heard of the Low Country in South Carolina?
Actually, I have some really good cookbooks from the Low Country. Low Country boil is pretty awesome.
It's a nice little vibe out there, man.
Very good vibe.
People use their boats to travel around.
Yes.
There's a spot called Dirty Dick's Crab House.
Oh. That sounds like a place. Yeah.
Dirty Dick. Yeah. And their big sign says, I got my crabs from Dirty Dick's.
Yeah. They're kind of crappy.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I need to get a t-shirt from that place.
$16 a pound. It says you can get pounded for $16. Is what the sign says.
Wow. Lean it into the bid.
Yeah. Quite a weekend down there.
I want to open up a liquor store across the street in that same name. Dirty Dick's. Use that brand. Liquor stores.
I love it.
I'm going to leave it at that.
That's a cash cow right there.
It was a loose, I don't know, you might get ran in the dump button here, but in Beaver Creek, Colorado, they have a liquor store named Beaver Liquor.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Beaver Liquor.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, Q-U-O-R.
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. The liquor store.
Thank you, guys.
Shop there many a day.
It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20.
Woo! All right. In honor of the NBA draft, we've got the top 10 draft classes of all time. 877-881-1053.
Wow.
What is the best draft class of all time? Before we get into that, during the morning show on Wednesdays, they do the Wheel Spin Wednesday. And today, they landed on Dear Choppy. And Choppy was asked about, from a listener, his wife is frustrated that he's a bad listener. And look, this is something I can relate with because there are times I'll be zoning out. I don't even know my wife is talking to me. And then the next thing I know, I turn and she is staring as if she could kill me, if eyes could kill. And she asks, what did I just say?
Yeah.
No idea. So here was Choppy's advice for such a problem.
Like Sarah says, I don't listen ever.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to come up with, you know, here you go. Go get your hearing checked.
Oh.
And get like, and you're going to have to maybe say, I might need a hearing aid. Get a fake hearing aid. Commit to the bit.
No, okay, here's what you need
commit to
do.
Commit to the bit.
Until she adjusts and feels like she's heard too, 214, you should probably, when you're in groups with other people, when someone else talks to you, you don't react right away.
It's a great
and then they got and they're like, what? They're like, I literally didn't hear you.
Yeah. Or just keep turning the TV up to an abnormally loud volume.
Yep.
Abnormally loud volume. And
keep
then
say, I need the subtitles.
I can't put subtitles on. Yeah, do something. You're going to have to run some misdirection there on her.
Sounds promising. I like a hilarious bit, you know?
Yeah.
I find it funny though. This applies to all of us.
It does.
You know why are you still trying to change us? We don't want to listen to you. Why are you talking? You know why? How about why are you always talking? Not why am I? I got stuff going on here. You want to stop me and pull me over here for 10 minutes to talk about something?
Look,
what's going
look
on?
Look at this thing I've seen here. Look at this. Look.
No, I'm busy.
Look at this.
Well, you're
I got a lawn to mow and a garage to clean. Room? What are we doing?
It's like, come on.
Let me tell you how to get around all this.
Yes, please.
Well, hey, Brian,
I'm divorced twice.
Yeah. Give that disclaimer, bro.
I'm divorced twice, son. Don't listen to me. Yeah, don't listen
take
to
notes
my
over here.
Yeah. But no, the way you do get around it is take her on a walk.
Oh, is this working?
Go walk for an hour and let her talk the whole hour. Oh. And you go, Yeah. Oh, she's a friend of yours? And by the time it's over, it's like she's talked out.
Nice.
She's completely like said everything she needs to say.
In the same way I treat my pit bull before I go to work. Make sure all that energy's ran out so we'll come back to
but that's what I'm saying.
Pillows in the living room.
Just
then have a snack ready when you get back to the
house.
Go
on a walk.
Maybe seriously, take some squishy toys out there.
For like an hour, I swear. It's just you get
rubber belly.
You get that like they'll start and like, oh, well, so-and-so. Oh, really? Yeah, I remember that. Okay. And then by the time it's over, it's like, hey, well, that's a good walk. You get exercise and they've all talked out. And then you don't have to deal with it when you go in the house.
It must be very frustrating for women because they're so social. They're so good at talking. They're so good at acting concerned and, you know, putting up this whole deal. And they just want us to do the same thing back. Sorry,
it's just
we're not
so
that
many details in the story that you lose track of the story.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Dude,
get them out
every time.
There.
Yeah, and you got to fall back. You got to know who Samantha was from whatever department at her job from a 4 month ago story.
But that's
and if you don't, now we're talking about why I don't remember.
And I can remember bits.
Yeah.
And
then
I can't
remember the
whole
thing. Really care.
And then
you remember stuff you care about. You know what kind of carburetor that car needs, don't you?
Yeah. You just give it to, Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember.
You can remember the Cowboys score from 2004, but you can't remember what we're supposed to do tomorrow? Yeah. I'm sorry. That's how I'm wired. Yeah. I can't help this. I know I've got flaws. Yeah. I did like that Choppy gave tremendous advice, but did not say actually try and listening. That was not one of the things. Like, just listen.
Choppy just got married,
just
too,
work
right?
on it. Just work on listening.
Oh, wow.
It's hard.
But it's the whole men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing. There's no fixing it, right?
There's no fixing it.
And I resent the fact that the problem is put on us for not wanting to talk, right? It's just our natural place. Why are you trying to make me less of a man? You should be proud that I don't want to talk. That's masculinity.
Nobody wants to talk.
Do you guys ever sit down at dinner and talk?
Yes. If we're out.
Yes.
If we're out.
Yeah, I might shoot the crap with you. Yeah, that type of talking.
But like at home,
discuss things on deeper levels. No,
like you don't sit down at dinner and just talk.
Sometimes I kind of enjoy sitting in silence.
Yeah.
And why is that frowned upon? Why is that a problem? It's not a.
Have you guys ever used this line? Like,
nice.
I talk all day. Like, have you ever played that card? Like, hey, babe, I talk all day.
I try that sometimes, but she listens to the show. She's like, no, you don't.
I heard your little segment.
Hey, no, you don't,
man.
But guys don't like to talk. You can be a police officer and almost been hit by a car that day, chase somebody down in a high speed, whatever situation, and get home and your lady asks you, how was your day? You'd be like, no, it was cool.
Uh-huh.
It was all right. It was great.
Because we know people don't really care that much.
How was the show?
No.
It was good. It was a show. Yeah. It was a show.
It was good.
And you know if you show any vulnerability or weakness, she's going to look down on you for that.
Yes.
So maybe you're like Tony Soprano when you have a therapist. You know, maybe you got one buddy who, you know, can open up and talk with you, you know, but that's it, you know, maybe. Probably not even your dad.
I feel like.
No.
Probably not even your dad.
Right? Different generation, bro.
Oh, man. Shout out to Carl from the
team. What do you mean you're sad? What does that mean?
Buck up, little guy.
Yeah.
Want to go fishing?
Carl, happy birthday as he texted in from the 214. Yeah. It is his birthday.
Right, happy birthday.
Get into the list. Top 10 draft classes of all time. Maybe this one's got a chance to be a legendary one. I sure hope at least the number one overall pick is with Cooper Flagg. But
yeah,
we take a trip down memory lane. The honorable mentions for the best draft classes in the history of the association. 2008. Derrick Rose. Russell Westbrook. Kevin Love. Brooke Lopez. Aaron Gordon. And then you had a couple of misses here with Serge
Aaron
Ibaka.
Gordon was 2008?
2000, dude, we got to go back to 2008. I mean, this draft also had Roy Hibbert, who had a pretty good run for a little bit. Goran Dragic, the Dragon. He's had some pretty good names out of here. But yeah, we're going back to 2008 for Eric Gordon. You thought he was older or younger?
I thought he was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, he still got bounce.
2012 NBA draft. This was AD. The Anthony Davis draft. Dame was in this draft. Draymond. Bradley Beal, who is also on the trade market here from the Suns. Chris Middleton, Texas A&M stand-up. Harrison Barnes, former Maverick, on here as well. Evan Fournier, don't Google his name. Terrence Ross, Jay Crowder, Andre Drummond, remembered. Honestly, I think that the previous 2008 was better than this one. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of misordered that. Wonder how many they end up misordering.
Sure.
We can watchdog this, Brian. Watchdog
it. I'm watchdogging it.
That 972 did not like the advice. Y'all, this is terrible advice. They're not talking about not talking more. They're talking about not listening. Y'all aren't listening. That's the point.
You don't want us to talk. You just want to talk at us.
Yes.
It's not a conversation.
We miss support a lot.
It's you unloading.
Yes. You're not even listening to. I'm not. Yeah, you can't even tell I'm not listening to you. You don't care.
You don't just care.
Giving it to me, bro. Blah, 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 blah. Just day dumping on me.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a day dump.
Nobody wants a day dump.
No.
Get rid of that in the morning so I can move around throughout the day.
Yeah. 1987 NBA draft, number 10. This is pretty loaded. David Robinson.
The Admiral.
Reggie Miller. Scottie Pippen.
This is a pretty good draft.
Horace Grant. The goggles.
Yeah.
Mark Jackson was in this class. Reggie Lewis. Muggsy Bogues was in this draft.
These dudes are all my age now.
Kenny Smith. It's a pretty damn good draft there in 87.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Reggie Lewis.
1985 NBA draft. Comes in at number 9. 85?
Wow, back-to-back years. So 85, 86?
85, 87.
87,
2 years apart, but the talent was immense. Karl Malone in this 85 class. Patrick Ewing.
Could have been a Mav.
Detlef Schrempf. That's who the Mavs took in that one. Yeah, you're right. Chris Mullin was in this. Charles Oakley.
St. John's.
Joe Dumars was part of this class. Manute Bol was actually in this draft. Gerald Wilkins. Terry Porter was in this class as well. So 85.
Wisconsin also. Stevens Point there. Terry Porter.
Pretty strong.
The power forward.
How'd you remember that one?
He was a trailblazer.
Oh,
damn right he was.
Should have known.
98 NBA draft is the number 8 best class of all time. This is Dirk.
Dirk.
Yeah, baby.
Paul Pierce. Vince Carter of Insanity.
Wow. Longevity talking here.
How about Rashard Lewis, man?
Really good player.
I remember Rashard Lewis for that awesome Orlando Magic team. I think they ended up losing in the finals in 05.
Turkoglu and some other guys. Really good player. I think he might have been ahead of his time because he was like 6'10 and could play small forward, power forward, and shoot threes like crazy.
Yeah, he was. He was like a combo, like a three or a two. Anton Jameson was in this. Mike Bibby. Larry Hughes.
Was he Arizona? Mike Bibby, Arizona? Yeah. Oops, sorry about that.
Antoine Jameson, UNC.
Number 7, the 18 NBA draft. This was Luka. Trae Young, DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson Jr. Of course, you did have Shea. Shea and Luka are really moving the heavy weight for this one. Mikal Bridges, Colin Sexton, Wendell Carter Jr. I don't know if you could pop this one ahead of some of the ones we already mentioned. I mean, I do think Luka and SGA have a shot to get it, but like you're putting this over a draft in 85 that had Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley. That 87 one's the one that's way too low here. We should flip that. 87, David Robinson, Reggie Miller, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
Like those three, I think we should probably be popping ahead of this 2018 class right now.
Absolutely. You know, those are legit legends of the game, Hall of Famers. And, you know, I think Luka and Shea are really good, and they hold their own. But those classes had three guys at least.
6 is 14, the 14 NBA draft. This was Nikola Jokic when he was taken in the second round and a Taco Bell commercial was going on. You also had Joel Embiid, Andrew Wiggins. I mean, that was kind of a bust there. Zach LaVine, Jordan Clarkson, Julius Randle. These guys have carved out nice careers for themselves. Bogdan Bogdanovic, Clint
Capella. One really great player.
Yeah, Dinwiddie. Like, it is. It's a lot of role players. Your Marcus Smart was in this class. Shout out to Flower Mound Marcus.
Yeah.
5 is the 2011 draft. This is Kyrie and Clay and Kawhi and Jimmy Butler, Kemba, Tobias Harris, Isaiah Thomas, Nikola Vucevic. That's pretty loaded, right? Tristan Thompson, who's an NBA champion. Chandler Parsons was in this class as well in 11. So, I mean, those top four right there with Kyrie, Clay, Kawhi, and Jimmy, I get it. That's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, it's a great class.
2009 draft is number 4. Steph, James Harden, Blake Griffin. Those are the top three. DeMar DeRozan in here. Drew Holiday was in here.
Don't hurt him.
Jeff Teague. Pat Bev. Danny Green. A couple NBA champs. Number three is the 03 class, which I've heard argued number should be number one. You got LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Melo.
Dude.
I mean, that's pretty damn stacked.
Not better than 90, not better than the 96 one.
Number two is 96.
Okay.
The 96 NBA draft.
There you go.
Kobe, Ray Allen, Steve Nash, Allen Iverson, Peja Stojakovic,
Jermaine O'Neal.
96 was just a fly year. If you just look at everything that went down in 96, it was just a fly
Marbury,
year.
Marcus Camby. And the,
superb.
The jerseys just seemed better. Like the Memphis Grizzlies, those old, like turquoise looking unis. The Raptors uniforms used to be really good. The T-Wolves is like the pick that they've got of these guys. Yeah.
By the way, I think Jermaine O'Neal's son, Jermaine O'Neal Jr., SMU next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he have the daughter that played, it was the volleyball outside?
Yeah.
The Spiker gal on the outside. I think she was Texas national champ.
This class is pretty damn good. Number one, though, best NBA draft class of all time, 84. MJ, John Stockton, Charles Barkley, and Hakeem Olajuwon. Ended up being the stars from that one. And then you mix in a Sam Perkins. Bowie. Yep, Sam Bowie.
I'm ball for real. Y'all are Sam Bowie.
Michael Cage was in this. Vern Fleming.
Yeah, four Hall of Famers, three MVPs.
Ooh,
Michael Cage was unguardable.
So hopefully Cooper Flagg ends up making this one of the best ever and just wins all the championships, all the MVPs, and becomes a top five player in the history of basketball.
Okay, what's next for the Mavs after tonight? They'll draft Cooper Flagg. Paul Biancardi, National Recruiting Director for ESPN, is coming up at 3 o'clock, and we'll continue the sports with you coming up next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan and talking about what comes next for the Mavs. What's next for the Rangers will start to unfold here in about 3 hours. We'll be in the first inning. Rangers and Orioles in Baltimore. They got it done last night. An incredible win, 6-5, after the wheels came off totally in the seventh. They get it done. They push it to extras. And Evan Cart came across for the win. He had two hits. So did Seager. I think there was one other player with multiple hits, actually, as well. But I mean, the big story was Jacob Latz. So we're looking forward to talking with Sandler about this and more a little bit later on here as we head towards the pregame, which is coming up at 5 o'clock here on Home of the Rangers. I think, first of all, what's next is finding out if Jason Kidd is going to be the head coach. And I think it's interesting if Dudley's leaving and Sweeney's leaving.
Yeah.
And Jason Kidd doesn't have an extension if he's going into lame duck year. Is this a thing like, if you want to keep me, then give me an extension? And if you don't, then let me go to New York?
Has he already been extended?
He was extended last year after the finals run.
Okay, I guess what we're talking about here, Dawson, too, is he going to get another extension on top of the extension he already had?
Yeah.
So that's where I think that,
some sort of raise.
See, that's where I think that in talking to people in the organization about this, they were thinking that this is where maybe that Jason was going to try and talk himself into taking that Knicks job or trying to get out to get the Knicks job. And there was, you know, that Nika was willing to let it happen because he didn't want Jason to get more years than him and more money. And he was worried about that. He was going to let him pursue that if he wanted to do that.
Is he back in that mindset now of worried about Jason Kidd getting an extension? Because that's something that I'd heard, is that Kidd wants more years.
Yeah, Kidd wants more years.
But he just got an extension last year, as you reminded me. Right. So that, I don't know how that all makes sense.
I think I think Nico's camp, or Nico, worries that if Kidd does get more years, more money, then that'll put him as the top dog in the organization, which will then kind of put Nico aside, maybe on some decisions and things like that. That maybe the Dumont will say, okay, well, hey, I'm gonna rely on the head coach here, and I'm not gonna listen to my general manager much anymore. You know, that's what I think that Nico was worried about. I think that's why this thing went back and forth. The whole thing with Sean Sweeney is fascinating too, by the way. You know, because to me that was one of those things where clearly San Antonio came in there and they offered him more money. It's really kind of a lateral position, but he is associate head coach, but he was really like the associate head coach with the Mavs.
Yeah.
But the Mavs did absolutely nothing to keep him here. You know, he was like, man, you know, I was just talking to some folks in the organization. I'm like, how do you guys just let Sweeney walk? And they're like, well, yeah, we didn't make any kind of offer. We just didn't do anything to try and
so strange.
You know, that the Spurs really kind of blew us away with an offer here that we didn't even try to match.
So if you're not trying to keep Jason Kidd's coaching staff,
yeah, you're trying.
Your assistants are leaving. You're trying to send Jason Kidd a message. You're really not wanted here.
You might be sabotaging Jason Kidd is what you might be doing.
Which is messed up and just goes to show that you have a dysfunctional organization right now, right?
Yes, I would believe so. Now, sometimes you could come into a perfect like family operation as a drill instructor type of leader, and nobody wants to mess with you there. Like, you got to turn over the entire culture and bring in all of your guys, and maybe you could install something greater. But it's unsettling. It really is. And I hope Dumont has good reason to be standing by Nico. Next question here: what's next after you draft Flag? Will Cooper Flag start? Lively AD or Gafford AD or, I don't know, AD PJ. I guess AD PJ works because then you got Flag at three. You know, you need a point guard, I think. But, you know, right now at two guard, is it Najee Marshall? Is it Caleb Martin? Are you running the young guy out there at point guard? Who's little guy? Jaden Hardy? You know, what are you doing now in your backcourt? And how certain are you that Flag's going to be a starter?
I do think that's why, like, listening to the fellows over at DLLS, like, Flag could be the two for them because he's got that versatility. He could really play two through four, and he did run some point as well at Duke. So I think it might
be. That would be awesome. If he can be the point guard or two guard, if he can do a lot of ball handling at the pro level immediately, that would be massive.
Right.
But that's something that when you talk to people in the organization, when they all of a sudden the pick fell into their lap, they weren't really sure about him as a ball handler. That's something that I guess Now, maybe they through a combine,
yeah,
and
maybe he'll have to prove that
personal
to them over
workouts
time.
And stuff like that. But you know, there's a lot of things you could say about Cooper Flagg that the people in the Mavs are saying. You know, the basketball IQ and all that, all the various things. You know, how competitive he is. But it wasn't about ball handling. That wasn't one of those traits where all of a sudden you were like, they were saying. Because usually when you and I talk about players, we can name off three quick traits about a player that can kind of describe him. I don't think ball handling was one of the ones that came right off the lips of Mavs people.
Right, so like his ability to just break down a defense with his handling, that's something that he's going to need to improve on. But his ability to just bring the ball up the floor and then set up an offense and facilitate, he did show the ability to do that at Duke. And I think that's with his basketball IQ. Hopefully he can develop over time when it comes to improving some of the handles. But if you're looking for a spot to put him, like Najee's come off the bench in his career, he's comfortable with that. Caleb Martin, I don't know if he's going to be on this roster to start the season. That seems like a piece that they could try and move as well. But yeah, if you're looking for where you're going to put him, I think the two right now makes sense unless you want to move stuff around and make him a three.
Yeah, two might make sense, or you know, going small with AD at center I think makes a lot of sense, because I want Washington and Flagg on the court together at the same time. Texas Monthly has a story how a Vegas billionaire's plan to bring casinos to Texas went bust 6 weeks after the trade in Irving, trying to get it set up, you know, to allow the citizens to vote on allowing destination resorts with gambling on the ballot. And we talked about it at the time, but this story really went behind the scenes on just how big of a fail that was and where it goes from here. The Adelsons brought in some massive heavy hitters to try to get Texas to consider legalized wagering.
Yeah.
Including the guy who ran the GOP in Harris County, Andy Abboud. They have more powerful Republicans than anybody else that's tried to get gambling legalized in Texas over the years. Lobbyists that had done tremendous work, not only in Nevada, but in Washington, D.C. as well, on federal legislation. And this guy Abboud made a 2-hour speech, had some great ammunition. He said that in Texas, we're the largest illegal gaming market in the world, $53 billion in illicit gambling every year. Texans are playing slots on video terminals and convenience stores and placing illegal bets on sports on their phones. This unregulated market yields no revenue for the state and preys upon the vulnerable. So, like, I've been pro sports gambling my entire life. And when Andy Abboud's, you know, reeling that out there, I'm like, yeah, amen. Who can have an issue with this? But the story continues. Moreover, Texas losing $5 billion a year to casinos in neighboring states. And unlike the owners of those tacky joints in Louisiana and Oklahoma, Sands builds the finest destination resorts on the planet, pointing to the $8 billion expansion of Marina Bay Sands in Singapore. Very, very VIP. And then, you know, it starts to get combative as you know, the citizens who had gathered in Irving, I guess that was mid-April at this point, started pointing out, well, you own casinos. This is your business. Of course, you would only say good stuff about it. He said, yeah, but, you know, we have casinos. But you know what? You have 65,000 illegal slot machines in Texas today that nobody is doing anything about. And the crowd didn't want to hear anything about that. Yeah. Asked why Sands had hired so many lobbyists in Austin, Abboud replied that it was important to be transparent. We have as many people as we can to answer as many different questions as possible. And they point out for years that many have tried to get gambling legalized, like the horse track, or, you know, but nobody has tried with the amount of resources that the Adelsons did.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting about that is, you know, it shows how important this is, Brian.
It is.
And I wonder if the Luka trade made it that much more difficult. Immediately after the draft, we thought, how much money could this have cost the Adelson family? Could this impact their ability to get approval for casinos? And I don't know. I don't know if it did. But you read farther down in this story, they think Texas is the greatest opportunity for hospitality and casinos in the entire world. They think it's like $50 billion a year, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the number, and the Adelsons were going to bring that with the first casino inside Texas, you could say Dumont and Nico might have cost them, what, a quarter of $1 trillion over a 20-year period? It's somewhere in that neighborhood. And I just don't know how you could continue, you know, to have that man in charge, Dumont in charge, if that's the case.
Well, that's what they say, blood thicker than...
yeah, I guess.
But you know, I
dude married in though.
He married
he
in.
Marry in. He this reminds me of that show Succession. I know we brought it up a couple of times, but it's like, what's the old man do? He puts his kids or cousins in charge of the biggest industries around the world. Like, go run Europe. The guy's a complete train wreck.
Yeah.
You know, go run TV news. Guy doesn't have any sort of expertise at all. But if you're in the billionaire family, you're asking, Dad, come on, let me do something big. Let me do something special. Or your dad's daughter, your wife, is saying, Dad, let my husband do something important. Because none of those guys want to be what they really are, which is Nepo babies. You know, they were just born into generational wealth, and now they want to feel important. Oh, I'm not a Nepo baby. I'm good at this. So they wrangle control away from people who have committed their lives and climbed the leadership totem pole to the top to put in people who are just complete dumpster fires. And that's what we're still recovering from. And, you know, the good news, I think, in sports is this happens quite often. There are a number of owners that say, hey, same thing happened to me when I first bought the team. Got too involved, trusted some people, sucked. Here's how you get on track. Yeah. And hopefully by the time, you know, Nico's done with whatever he's going to do, you know, DuMont has that sort of light bulb moment. Paul Biancardi is the National Recruiting Director for ESPN. He joins us next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.